Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about our good friend Wayne Cruz being back on the show. Wayne's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President for Policy and the Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And as I said, he's a longtime friend. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Hey, Wayne, you and I've been you make your living studying, tracking, and understanding the not only the regulations that are passed and enacted and continued over time, but also their impact on businesses and on the economy. And over the last let's just use since the Obama administration has been in business, let's say that's about about 2.5 years.
3 years. Uh-huh.
How would you compare the Obama administration, say, to its predecessor?
Well, what you conclude is that regulations are going back up again. That's because of the obvious things, like the Dodd-Frank legislation, the health care legislation, and the rules that are coming forth from it. But, you know, the predecessors also had their own slate of rules, you know, Medicare, prescription drug benefit, with a whole host of rules that came out of Homeland Security that, in a way, impacted a whole lot of agencies. You know, it impacted energy regulation, it impacted food processor shipments, it impacted the Agriculture Department and, you know, agricultural rules and so forth. The bottom line of it, Jim, is just so far this year, you know, every year in this report we do called 10,000 Commandments, we put out the numbers of rules. Just this year, there are over 60,000 pages in the Federal Register already.
Wow.
Last year was a record number of rules of 81,000 pages.
Wow.
And that, I mean, and I mean all time.
These are
new regulations.
New regulations. 81,000 and 60,000 pages. In the last few years, pages of new rules. Now, let me be fair about something here. I want to make sure I didn't mean to say, when I said the Obama administration, I didn't mean just his administration. I just meant marking it from the time came in office. Because obviously, every president has a lot of help or hindrance from members of Congress. So there are 535 other people in Washington who are contributing to this. I want to be fair about that.
Yeah. Sure, but it is the case that, you know, different individuals in positions of power have different philosophies with respect to whether markets are valid or not, or legitimate, or whether government intervention is legitimate. There's no question that this administration is sympathetic to a great deal of government intervention in the economy. Its Federal Communications Commission released these so-called net neutrality rules on internet governance, on network regulation, without any authority from Congress at all.
Right.
So it is the case that Congress has to call the shots. And interestingly enough, you know, I know you talk about things like this on the show quite a bit. In November, Congress is debating something called the RAINS Act, the Regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny, the acronym.
Right.
And in that debate, what Congress will do is be able to take any major rule that the agencies release, and to put that in perspective, agencies put out about 4,000 rules a year, and about between 100 and 200 of them are major. So that means not something that overwhelms Congress, but what it does do is it requires Congress to look at the biggest rules that are coming down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And right now, guess what? A lot of those are. It's the healthcare stuff. It's the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory rules.
Yep.
It's all of that.
Did you say that the agencies, the bureaus, the bureaucrats, basically the unelected people, are creating an average of 4,000 new rules a year?
Right. That what comes out is about 3,500 a year.
3,500 new. Think about that, folks. And how many rules are abolished, or sunset, are done away with in any given year?
Do you think they ever clear out any?
Zero. We're talking zero, right?
Huh? That's why. Exactly.
Am I right? Zero.
Exactly, zero. There's no sunsetting, and there's also
folks, think
no
about this. Think about this. We're going to go to a break here in a second. I want you to land on that. I want you to just kind of let that roll around your head. 3,500 brand new rules and regulations a year on average, and zero are done away with, sunset, allowed to die, or put out of their misery and our misery. Think about that, folks. Think about how that compounds over a period of a decade, let's say. We'll come back, and Wayne's got some ideas about how to fix this. We're going to let him tell us about that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.